Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 arrangement lesson for drum and bass, specifically that jungle and ragga flavored trick, where the bass feels like it's bending time, but the drums stay absolutely locked. We're calling it the dubwise bassline stretch. The vibe is, your track is rolly at 174, everything's militant, and then the bass starts dragging like a tape machine just got grabbed by the hand of a dub engineer. It smears, it blooms, it answers the vocal, it teases the drop, and then it snaps right back onto the grid like nothing happened. Chaos, but controlled. By the end, you'll have a drop section, think 32 to 64 bars, where the main bass line keeps the forward motion, and you drop in one or two bar stretch events that feel intentional, like arrangement stabs, not random effects. Alright, set yourself up properly first. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. Then go into arrangement view and place a few locators so you're thinking like an arranger, not like a loop tweaker. Label something like drop-a for 16 bars, then dub stretch 1 for 2 bars, then drop-a continue, then maybe a second stretch, then an 8-bar re-entry or switch section. The point of the locators is simple. You're planning your sabotage. You're not just warping audio because it sounds funny. You're placing moments. Now we build the bass in a way that can survive being stretched. Make a bass group with two tracks, SUB track and AMID track. On the SUB track, keep it boring on purpose. Operator is perfect. Oscillator is set to a sine, clean, fast attack. Then choose your decay and release based on whether you're doing plucks or longer notes. If you're not sure, start with a decay around 400 milliseconds and a release around 80 milliseconds. You want it to speak, but not smear. Then add a saturator, subtle, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. After that, EQ 8 if you want to hard focus the sub. You can low pass it around 90 to 140 Hz if your mid layer is going to carry all the character. And finish with utility, mono on, gain set for headroom. Teacher note, this is the part that saves you later. When you stretch a bass, warp algorithms can mess with phase, and low end is where phase problems become. Why does my track suddenly feel hollow? So we keep the sub stable. The sub is the spine. It does not get warped. Now the MID track is where the dubwise attitude lives. Use wave eatable or operator, whatever you like, but choose something that can take distortion and filtering. If you use unison, use it lightly, because wide bass plus warping plus echo can turn into mud fast. Build a stock chain. Auto filter first. A 12 dB low pass is a good start, and just a little envelope amount so you get pluck motion. Then saturator heavier than the sub, say 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Optionally amp if you want bite. Then EQ 8 with a high pass somewhere between 120 and 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. Then utility, and if you want width, widen only the mids. Think 120 to 160%, but be careful. Width is a spice, not a lifestyle. Now write a bass line that actually survives being stretched. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI pattern. Aim for syncopation. Leave gaps. Give the drums space to punch. If you're in that D minor kind of zone, keep the root showing up, but throw in the 5 or the flat 7 for tension. An A, a C, quick little moves. And don't go too low in pitch unless you really know what your monitoring is telling you. Around E1 is a safer floor for many setups. Here's the mindset. The stretch is going to exaggerate whatever rhythm you wrote. So if your bass line is already a flat, sustained note, stretching it is just going to feel like you broke the song. If your bass line is punchy and rhythmic, stretching becomes this sick time-bending illusion. Now the real trick. We don't warp the MIDI. We resample. Select your bass group. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to audio from Bass Group. Post Effects. Arm it. Record 8 to 16 bars during your drop. Then consolidate the recorded audio so you have one clean clip. You now have a piece of audio that contains your bass sound design and groove, ready for dubwise abuse, without touching the stable sub-spine. One more coach note here. Don't replace your entire bass line with a resample. Treat the resample like a parallel lane. Keep your original bass group playing through the drop, and only bring the resample in for the stretch bars, or even just the last beat or two leading into a phrase. That's how you keep momentum. Now let's warp it like dub tape. Click the resample clip. Enable warp. Choose your warp mode depending on the character you want. Complex Pro is smoother. It smears in a musical way, and it can feel like the bass is literally slowing down. Set formants low, say 0 to 30, and envelope around 80 to 128. Texture mode is grainy and chaotic, perfect for ragga madness. Try a grain size around 70 to 140 milliseconds, flux around 10 to 30. Advanced move, duplicate the resample clip and use both warp modes on different clips for different events. You'll end up with a clean stretch and a destroyed stretch, which gives you variety without redesigning everything. Before you start yanking warp markers around, do this like a pro. Pre-mark your stretch targets. Zoom in and place warp markers on musically meaningful anchors, note attacks, gaps, retriggers, slides. You're basically pinning down the important moments so, when you stretch, you're stretching between anchors rather than melting the whole performance evenly. Now create the stretch event. Pick a bar or two bars where you want the dub moment. Put a warp marker at the start of the bar and another at the end. Then drag the end marker so that one bar takes 1.5 to 2 bars to play. That's your slow bloom. Or do the opposite. Compress one bar into half a bar, then snap back to the grid. That gives you that rewind Y, catch-up energy. If you want a super usable, repeatable version for rollers, try a micro stretch instead. Take the last 2 beats before a phrase, and pull them late. Just a quarter to half bar of time tier. The drums stay straight, the bass drags its feet, and then boom. Everything locks again. Subtle, but deadly. While you're doing this, leave the drums untouched. That contrast is the whole illusion. Drums are strict. Bass is liquid. Your brain interprets that as heaviness. Now, the part that separates cool effect from proper arrangement. Re-entry discipline. When the stretched moment ends, you need the drop to relock instantly. Hard cut the resample clip right at the re-entry point. Put a tiny fade, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, just to stop clicks. And then, very important, reinforce the downbeat with a clean sub-only MIDI note on the SUB track. Just on beat 1. That's your anchor. That's the spine grabbing the listener by the chest and saying, we're back. Think of re-entry as a 3-part package. 1. A micro contrast right before the downbeat. Maybe a tiny silence, maybe a filter dip, maybe you pull the hats for half a beat. 2. The clean sub reinforcement on beat 1. 3. A little drum punctuation. Kick plus crash. A serre flam. A tom. Something that stamps the return. You're basically creating a mini drop inside your drop. Optional, but very on brand. A reverse suck into the downbeat. Take a tiny slice of the bass, like an 1/8 to 1/4 note. Reverse it, fade it into beat 1. If you're using reverb or echo tails, put a gate after the effect so the reverse tail stops exactly on the downbeat. Vacuum pull, then slam. Now let's add dubwise throw effects without drowning the mix. On the bass resample track, build a controlled chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to protect the real sub. If it gets boxy, a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz helps. Then add echo. Set it to an 1/8 or 1/4 note. Feedback around 25 to 45%. And filter the echo and side echo. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. You want vibe, not low-end fob. Add auto filter after that for movement, and then reverb, but keep it disciplined. Small to medium size, decay under 2 seconds, low cut up at 250 to 400 Hz, and dry wet low, like 5 to 12%. Then a limiter to catch peaks, not to smash. 1 to 3 dB of reduction max. Automation is the game here. Only turn echo and reverb up during the stretch bar, then slam them back down at re-entry. Short, decisive moves. Think dub mixing gestures, not long EDM ramps. And here's a really clean trick. When the stretch needs to sit under vocals, don't automate device output everywhere. Use clip gain on the audio clip. Keep your device rack macros performance ready, and avoid automation spaghetti. Speaking of performance ready, build a macro system. Drop an audio effect rack on the bass resample track and map a few key controls. Macro 1 can be your stretch FX macro, map echo dry wet, reverb dry wet, and the auto filter cutoff. 1 knob, instant dub moment. Macro 2 is a dub LP control, just the filter cutoff with a nice range, maybe 300 Hz up to 8 kHz, so you can do quick hand on the cutoff gestures. Macro 3 is Radabyte, map saturator drive for the mids and utility width. That's your make it speak control, but keep it out of the sub. Macro 4 is a kill switch. Map utility gain down so you can do quick mutes. Even if you're drawing automation, having that macro makes it easy to think like a live mixer. Now, arrangement. Rag-infused call and response, so the chaos feels intentional. A solid 16-bar drop a template is, first 4 bars straight roll, establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8, introduce ragga stabs or vocal chops. Bars 9 to 10, your dub stretch event with an echo throw. Bars 11 to 16, full roll returns with some extra percussion or variation. Place stretch events where they mean something, right before a vocal phrase, as a fake drop. At the end of 8 or 16 bars, where the listener expects a turnaround. If you're using ragga vocals, keep the vocal fairly dry and upfront, and let the bass go wet and warped behind it. That contrast reads as confidence. Quick sanity checks, because advanced doesn't mean reckless. Do a mono check. Put utility on the master. Hit mono. Listen through your stretch. If the bass collapses, your widened mids are fighting the sub, or your stereo effects are getting into the low mids. Pull the width back, filter the effects harder, or simplify the mid layer. Also watch your low end on spectrum. If the 40 to 70 Hz region is wobbling wildly during the stretch, you're stretching too much low end somewhere. Remember, the sub is supposed to be stable. The resample lane is the chaos lane. And if warping makes your mid turn into fizzy soup, build a dedicated stretch mid layer with a simpler waveform and movement from filter envelope rather than heavy FM and unison. That way the warp sounds like tape and time, not like a bad algorithm.